Hello, this is Jason, and this is number 8 out of a 10 podcast series on my journey 2012 to 2020. I hope you're doing well, and this one's going to be a little bit different because since I've been here, there's been a strange virus quarantine, so I've been indoors a whole lot, and that's obviously part of the journey. But part of the point of this whole series is to explain how to live outside and how I did it. And living inside is different and not part of it. But I am going to combine this video with actually 3 different Kauai adventures. One of them was when I was 16 years old. The other one was about a year or two ago when I came to Kauai to visit. And the other one is this trip that I'm on currently. I'm in Kauai right now, bringing you up to speed. And so by doing that, I'm going to be able to explain all kinds of cool stuff about the island and what I experienced and everything and how I've done it, how I do it, how I'm going to do it. And then there'll be 2 more videos in the series afterwards. Number 9, I'm going to combine 2 trips that I had while I've been living in Hawaii. I visited Molokai twice and the Big Island also. And so that's going to be an exciting one as well. That'll be in 2 days from now. And then the final one, the 10th one, will be a summary. And it'll be a wrap-up. Anything that I might have glossed over, I'll talk about. Any tips, tricks, ideas, maybe even mention some of the software and programs that I've been using to make this work or that I've been using, you know, on the street. So, and also I've decided to record 5 other podcasts in addition, and those are going to be exciting too. They won't be part of the same 10 podcast series, but after I'm finished in the month of May, I'm going to jump right into 5 more. And they're going to be on marijuana, on unbelief, on privacy, on pro-choice, and on COVID-19. So those are 5 more that you can count on. And like I've said, you can find these on Periscope. I'm broadcasting live on Periscope. Hello, everybody. And you can find these on YouTube. I will upload them there. And you can also find the audio file on my website, jasongaskrich.com. So there's a section called My Audio, and there's a link on the left side. You can click it, and then you can listen to any of these and all of these if you like. So without further ado, I want to mention a funny comedy, what would you call it? Telethon? Comedy... I don't know, but I saw it tonight. It's called COVID is No Joke on YouTube. It's 1 hour long comedy special. There you go. And a whole bunch of comedians that you'll probably recognize all did real funny skits, and it really made me laugh and lifted my spirits because, you know, I'm not going to rail on the government or get into the COVID thing in this video. You know, I'm sure there's plenty of people doing that online if that's what you want to see. But, just to make a long story longer, since I'm, you know, there's been less inspiration inside than outside, to make a long story longer. Right? You can imagine that, because, you know, people are inspired by outside. I came to Kauai to write a book called 109 Haikus in Kauai, and I'm in the process of writing it, but normally after a month of being here, like I've been here for a month, I would have about 30 written. I don't make myself write one every single day, but on average, that's what I average. I'll write, you know, 2 in 1 day and then skip a day. Then I'll write 2 or 3 and skip a few days. But I've only written 9 so far. And part of it is I'm just taking it slow because I don't want to just talk about this inside or about the virus, or about the government. You know, that's not what Kauai is about. you know, maybe it is right this very second, and maybe it's been that way, and it's going to be that way for a little while longer, but it's not really what this place is all about, at least not to me. Now, for what it's worth, there has been an extension of the stay-at-home order by the governor until May 31st. So for the next month, everybody is supposed to stay indoors and only go out for essential reasons. And there's other issues too, other requirements that they've burdened us with. So another part of my writing since I've been here has been A Brand New World, The Addendum, which is the 11th book in my book series. And I've written 9 stories for it. Kind of funny, I've written 9 haikus and I've written 9 stories. I didn't intend it to be that way, but that's the way it is. Those stories are online and they're on my website if you want to read them. They're free. And I just write them, and upload them until I've written as many as I want to put in a book, and then I'll remove them all and publish them. And you could read the first 10 books on Amazon if you want. They're there in Kindle and paperback formats. This has been an exciting series. I'm getting into it. I've got a lot of ideas. Nothing's stopping me from writing them. I've just been taking it slow and thinking and planning. So I've rarely been indoors since I hit the street in 2012. And when I say rarely indoors, what I mean is sleeping indoors, you know. Since I moved to Hawaii, I think there's only been a couple exceptions. Since I moved to Hawaii in 2014, like you would know if you're seeing the series. But when my dad comes to visit, you know, he gets a condo and I'll stay there with him. And then also, since they shut down the gyms and there's no place to shower, they shut down the public bathrooms, public water fountains, public places to sit, you know, then I've been indoors in a couple hotels and then in a condo for that. But besides that, you know, that's about it. And I'm itching to get back outside too. I think the air is cleaner. There's stars outside. I just walked over to the store for something yesterday, and I looked up and saw the clouds, and I started looking at the shapes they made and remember, wow, clouds. I like clouds. I miss clouds. So in Kauai, the biggest town, there's no cities. Remember, the only city in the whole Hawaiian island chain is Honolulu. So the biggest town is Kapa'a. Not everybody knows that because Lihue is where the airport is. And I think a lot of people assume that's the biggest town, but it's actually not. So both towns are unique and interesting and offer several things that you might like. I've been riding a bicycle to the health food stores in Kapa'a, and they're called Hoku and Papayas. They're both awesome. I'm real thankful for them. The people that are working there are cool. But they've got some organic food that I've liked a lot. So I encourage you to check those out if you're in town. Also, Vim and Vigor is a good health food store in Lihue. I went there last time I was here, and they've got some good organic food. It's not cheap, but it's worth it. And I remember I bought some noodles there that were epic. There's a YMCA here that's real nice. It's they charge about, I think it's $80 a month or $10 a visit. And when I visited, I went there and they had lockers and I used those, and in the morning time, it was real nice and peaceful. They've got shortened hours. They're not open 24 hours, and I think they close around 8 or 8:30 during the week and around 6 or 6:30 on weekends. But they open pretty early, and they've got a jacuzzi there that's real nice. I remember talking to a local guy that is he said he works at a luau, and he looks Hawaiian, and he's real chill. We used to chat in the mornings when we met there. There is a Walmart in Lihue, and there is a Costco. The Walmart is not 24 hours, but they have a lot of stuff. And the Costco, they've got some organic food. It's a good deal. The Costco is not too far from one or two of the storage units. It's pretty much in walking distance. There's a bus here, but the bus is not a real good system. But nonetheless, you know, I take it when I need to. It's right now it's free for everybody and you have to wear a mask, but ordinarily it's just $1 or $2, I believe. It's only a couple bucks. And excuse me, it's coming every 2 hours now. Normally it comes about every hour, depending, with some exceptions. And excuse me, I've taken that bus up to Hanalei, which is the North Shore, and there's Princeville up there also, and I've also taken the buses over to Poipu, and you actually have to take two buses to get to Poipu, or it might be a bus and then a shuttle, whichever you, what you want to call it, but it's like a shuttle bus. So when I was a kid, we visited Kauai. And when I was 16 years old, it was before Hurricane Iniki came, about a year before, and it was amazing. It was such an exciting place for me to be. We brought one of my best friends with me, Patrick Keough, and we stayed at the Poipu Kapili condo, which was perfect because, you know, condos are great because you can make your own stuff, and you gotta, you know, just... It's a little better than a hotel if you're going to stay somewhere for a while. And it was situated right at the edge of the strip. So what we would do is we would stay there, and then during the day and during the night, we would just go hotel hopping and jump in pools. And they once in a while, they might ask us what we're doing, but usually not, you know, because they got all kinds of tourists there and they didn't know who was coming and going, who was staying at the hotel. So that was a blast, you know. And we were real young, too, and we're just starting to get into drinking and girls and things. First girl I ever slept with was there on the beach sand in Poipu one night. And that was pretty unforgettable. One time we spun some drinks and we got into a golf cart that we found. And ran into a hedge, but fortunately we didn't cause any damage. And then we ran and jumped into a jacuzzi down the strip. Last time I was here, I saw some sea lions. They were laying on the beach, and people were watching and taking pictures. Cool looking animals. You don't want to get too close to them, but they're pretty awesome. Also, the bus, I took it up to Hanalei, and there's an organic food store called Harvest Market there. It's it was cool. It's got a lot of good organic food. I remember I bought some organic CBD chocolate there. And across the street, there's a Foodland, and I bought a bottle of organic wine from there. Now, down in Poipu, there's the Poipu Beach Park and Brenneke's Beach. You can see the sunset from there. That's in the south. And there's a Starbucks nearby and a Whaler's General Store where I bought a shirt. And the bus goes right there. The banks in Hawaii, they don't have the regular banks that they do in the mainland. Like, none of them. You will not see any of them at all. So they're all Hawaiian banks. And Bank of Hawaii is one of the biggest ones. And they have ATMs and stuff around town and in some grocery stores, like Safeway. There's also a Safeway in Kapa'a and a Safeway in Lihue. I visit both of those for organic food as well. I try to price it out and get a few things at each place, you know, because they all have sort of a unique offering. And so, and sometimes they sell the same stuff, and one place is a little cheaper than the other. So I just keep a track in my head and make lists and then go and buy what I need. When I visited about a year or two ago, I just threw a bunch of, I was living in Oahu, and I just put a bunch of clothes in a backpack for a few days. And I figured, okay, I would wash them once, and that will get me by for my trip there. And there's a laundromat in Lihue. It's actually a 24-hour laundromat. It's not the nicest one in the world, but it was okay, and it worked. That's where I washed my clothes. And it's near downtown Lihue on Rice. And the sleep spot that I found was down there as well. It was real close to the post office. I just found some concrete that was kind of out of the way, and I crashed there. And one time a cop came by and asked me who I was, and I think I might have actually had my ID with me. I never carried it at night, but this was a trip, and I didn't have a locker or anywhere to store it, so I think I had my passport, and I showed it to the cop, and then I felt real comfortable because, you know, they knew who I was and where I was in case I went missing. You know, as much as possible, stay on the cop's good side and realize, you know, I wouldn't say like, you know, you paid their salary or they're on your payroll kind of thing, you know, but they care about people and they look out for people, homeless, houseless, you know, or not. And just being on their radar or, you know, making contact with them and they make a note or you're on their camera, on their car or whatever as a record of where you were. So if you don't have a house and nobody hears from you for a while, you know, that might be the last time somebody hears from you. And it'll give them a starting point for when they might search for you. So that sleep spot worked out well for me, except it did rain really hard, you know, and that I was not quite ready for. I figured, okay, if it rains, I'll just take cover nearby, and I can probably wait it out. And there is a parking garage with a little overhang, and if it would have been just a light sprinkle or a quick rain, it would have been fine, but it wasn't. It was a freaking flash flood, and so the place where I was chilling at, all of a sudden, just whoosh, just got totally washed out, and rain was just coming down in buckets. And so that's something that you just have to kind of live with when you're in Hawaii. It's, you know, there's going to be humidity, and there's going to be a lot of rain. That's why it's so green and beautiful and clean. That's sort of the trade-off. There's also a park in downtown that I liked. It was a few blocks from the library and across from the post office. Kind of a big park, and there are some shady trees there. I noticed there's a few houseless people there that enjoyed it and were taking naps and stuff. I went there and did some writing and things. So those were my main experiences in the beautiful garden island of Kauai. And like I said, the next one on May 3rd is going to be on Molokai and the Big Island. I visited Molokai and I met a guy there who offered me to come over. And then later, he offered me to come to the Big Island and house sit for his buddy that he lived next to. And so it was an awesome relationship, and that's why I'm going to do those two together and tell you all about Molokai, which is a small island. There's not a lot there. There's only about 7,000 or 8,000 people, I think. And then also the Big Island, because I house sit there, and I was there for a couple of months. And I also visited Big Island when I was a kid. And it's beautiful. There's a lot of land. That's where the active volcano is, Kilauea. And I won't give any spoilers, but I had a very exciting time in both places. So, thank you for listening and watching. Hope you have a good day. Take it easy.